Day 292, Thursday, November 23rd. 1 Samuel 27 and 1 Chronicles 12. 1 Samuel 27 1-12 NKJV. And David said in his heart, "Now I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape to the land of the Philistines, and Saul will despair of me, to seek me any more in any part of Israel. So I shall escape out of his hand." Then David arose and went over with the 600 men who were with him to Achish the son of Maoch, king of Gath. So David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, each man with his household, and David with his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the Carmelitess, Nabal's widow. And it was told Saul that David had fled to Gath, so he sought him no more. Then David said to Achish, "If I have now found favor in your eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country, that I may dwell there. For why should your servant dwell in the royal city with you?" So Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Therefore Ziklag has belonged to the kings of Judah to this day. Now the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was 1 full year and 4 months. And David and his men went up and raided the Geshurites, the Gersites, and the Amalekites, for those nations were the inhabitants of the land from of old, as you go to Shur, even as far as the land of Egypt. Whenever David attacked the land, he left neither man nor woman alive, but took away the sheep, the oxen, the donkeys, the camels, and the apparel, and returned and came to Achish. Then Achish would say, "Where have you made a raid today?" And David would say, "Against the southern area of Judah, or against the southern area of the Jerahmeelites, or against the southern area of the Kenites." David would save neither man nor woman alive, to bring news to Gath, saying, lest they should inform on us, saying, "Thus David did." And thus was his behavior all the time he dwelt in the country of the Philistines. So Achish believed David, saying, "He has made his people Israel utterly abhor him, therefore he will be my servant forever." Daily Deep Dive, the UCG reading program states, as 1 Samuel 27 opens, we see an example of one who was instrumental in God's hands apparently at a point of weakness in his faith and perhaps fallen into depression, as is clear from other biblical examples, such as Elijah, 1 Kings 19:4, and Jonah, Jonah 4:3. Servants of God sometimes suffered terrible depression. With evidence to the contrary, David here imagines that Saul will one day succeed in killing him. Verse 1. One would think that with God having already had David anointed as king, 16:13, and having delivered him on so many occasions, there would be no reason to be depressed. In this chapter, we can understand David's weaknesses as much as we can acknowledge our own. The Bible reveals both the ups and the downs of God's servants. So David, ironically, seeks refuge in Gath, one of the royal cities of the Philistines, home of Achish the king. Accompanying David are his two wives, Ahinoam and Abigail. Remember that David's first wife, Michal, had been given to another man by Saul in contempt for David. 1 Samuel 25:44. Also with him were his 600 men with their wives and children. So the total number of people would, no doubt, exceed 1,000. Being under the constant watchful scrutiny of the enemy of Israel probably proved to be rather strenuous for David and his company. After a time, David is given his own city, called Ziklag, about 20 miles south of Gath, as a city of refuge from Saul. When Israel first entered the Promised Land under Joshua, Ziklag belonged to Judah but was eventually ceded to Simeon, Joshua 19:1-9. Using Ziklag as his fortress, David now has the freedom to attack neighboring nations. However, He is not forthright in his explanation to Achish of his attacks on these nations. Even though David is accomplishing what the Israelites have previously failed to do in driving out the Canaanites, Numbers 33:51-53, he gives Achish the impression that he is warring against his own people. Therefore Achish says, he has made his people Israel utterly abhor him, 1 Samuel 27:12. And, verse 10, John Gill's commentary states, he meant against some people that lay to the south of the land of Judah, without it, but expressed himself so, that Achish might think he meant the southern parts of Judah within the country, which, though not a downright lie, was an equivocation, and made with a design to deceive, and was by no means agreeably to the character of David, nor to be defended nor imitated. Read 1 Chronicles 12, 1 Chronicles 12:1-40 NKJV. Now these were the men who came to David at Ziklag while he was still a fugitive from Saul the son of Kish, and they were among the mighty men, helpers in the war, armed with bows, using both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows with the bow. They were of Benjamin, Saul's brethren. The chief was Ahiezer, then Joash, the sons of Shema the Gibeathite, Jiziel and Peleh the sons of Azmaveth, Braha, and Jehu the Anathothite, Ishmaiah the Gibeonite, a mighty man among the 30, and over the 30, Jeremiah, Jehaziel, Yohanan, and Jozabad the Gederathite, Eluzai, Jeremoth, Bealiah, Shemariah, and Shephatiah the Harifite, Elkanah, Jishiah, Azarel, Joezer, and Jashabiam, the Korahites, and Joelah and Zebediah the sons of Jeroham of Gedor. Some Gadites joined David at the stronghold in the wilderness, mighty men of valor, men trained for battle, who could handle shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and were as swift as gazelles on the mountains. Ezra the first, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmanah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Yohanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, and Mishbani the 11th. These were from the sons of Gad, captains of the army. The least was over 100, and the greatest was over 1,000. These are the ones who crossed the Jordan in the first month, when it had overflowed all its banks, and they put to flight all those in the valleys, to the east and to the west. Then some of the sons of Benjamin and Judah came to David at the stronghold, and David went out to meet them, and answered and said to them, if you have come peaceably to me to help me, my heart will be united with you, but if to betray me to my enemies, since there is no wrong in my hands, may the God of our fathers look and bring judgment. Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, chief of the captains, and he said, we are yours, O David, we are on your side, O son of Jesse. Peace, peace to you, and peace to your helpers, for your God helps you. So David received them, and made them captains of the troop. And some from Manasseh defected to David when he was going with the Philistines to battle against Saul. But they did not help them, for the lords of the Philistines sent him away by agreement, saying, he may defect to his master Saul and endanger our heads. When he went to Ziklag, those of Manasseh who defected to him were Adnah, Jozabad, Jediel, Michael, Jozabad, Elihu, and Zilithai, captains of the thousands who were from Manasseh. And they helped David against the bands of raiders, for they were almighty men of valor, and they were captains in the army. For at that time they came to David day by day to help him, until it was a great army, like the army of God. Now these were the numbers of the divisions that were equipped for war, and came to David at Hebron to turn over the kingdom of Saul to him, according to the word of the Lord, of the sons of Judah bearing shield and spear, 6,800 armed for war, of the sons of Simeon, mighty men of valor fit for war, 7,100, of the sons of Levi 4,600, Jehoiada, the leader of the Aaronites, and with him 3,700, Zadok, a young man, a valiant warrior, and from his father's house 22 captains, of the sons of Benjamin, relatives of Saul, 3,000, until then the greatest part of them had remained loyal to the house of Saul, of the sons of Ephraim 20,800, mighty men of valor, famous men throughout their father's house, of the half-tribe of Manasseh 18,000, who were designated by name to come and make David king, of the sons of Issachar who had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, their chiefs were 200, and all their brethren were at their command. Of Zebulun there were 50,000 who went out to battle, expert in war with all weapons of war, stout-hearted men who could keep ranks, of Naphtali 1,000 captains, and with them 37,000 with shield and spear, of the Danites who could keep battle formation, 28,600, of Asher, those who could go out to war, able to keep battle formation, 40,000, of the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, from the other side of the Jordan, 120,000 armed for battle with every kind of weapon of war. All these men of war, who could keep ranks, came to Hebron with a loyal heart, to make David king over all Israel, and all the rest of Israel were of one mind to make David king. And they were there with David 3 days, eating and drinking, for their brethren had prepared for them. Moreover those who were near to them, from as far away as Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, were bringing food on donkeys and camels, on mules and oxen, provisions of flour and cakes of figs and cakes of raisins, wine and oil and oxen and sheep abundantly, for there was joy in Israel.